And she hardly has any teeth.
Okay. We're going to bring the Tuesday, February 13, 2018, House Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness Committee to session. Today is going to be a very brief, I know it's shocking, and I know everybody just loves to be in committee all day, but we're going to do a couple of things because we've got some paperwork issues we're waiting for Thursday. But to begin with, we're not going to have a public hearing and work session on House Bill 4038, but we are going to carry it over to Thursday, where we plan on working an amendment. The amendment I hope to work is one that is basically a back to the future kind of amendment. We're going to take the legal pro bono work out because of a complication. We're going to re-attack that another day, but we want to move forward with the omnibus bill. So that should be prepared for Thursday, we're told. And I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4040. If Sione, if you could explain the bill, and then looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4040 would provide scholarships for Oregon veterans and Oregon National Guard members and their family members.
Thank you. I want to emphasize there has been some confusion. This bill, the way it was drafted, has a cap of $250,000 or less. It can't go above $250,000. The language, I believe it's in Section 4, says is a little bit hard to understand sometimes, but basically it says that the $250,000 or the remaining money in the Veterans Lottery Fund, but the important piece is the line above it says whichever is less. So the statute specifically says nothing more than $250,000 for the scholarship program. The idea, of course, is to ensure that most of the lottery funds go toward grants, pilot programs, the idea of trying to plus up outreach in the counties, all the other things that we're trying to talk about. And the goal, my goal, is that if 4040 proves itself and is helpful, it can stand alone as potentially a general fund item in the future. So there's no confusion. I want to make sure counties and cities and all the other partners know that the max of this program is $250,000. So I'm going to stop talking there, and I'm going to ask if there's a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Chair Evans, I move that House Bill 4040 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee of Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Esquivel moves House Bill 4040 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion? This has no amendments. Seeing no discussion. Thank you very much, committee, for the time and effort on this. Why don't we do a roll call vote?
Representative Lewis.
Excused.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Excused.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye.
Chair Evans.
Aye. And in a squeaker, it passes. That'll be going to Ways and Means. We don't get to pick who gets to carry it, but hopefully we'll get to see it on the floor soon. We're going to now open a work session. We're going to close the work session on House Bill 4040. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4098. Sione?
I could. House Bill 4098. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4098 would provide veterans organizations with materials containing information regarding apprenticeship opportunities.
All right. Any words you want to say before we go to a vote?
Yes, sir. Well, discussion is open for sure. Thank you, Chair Evans. I just want to thank everybody for the work on this, including ODVA, BOLI, the Employment Department, and of course, the building trades to, you know, really. This is a hot mic, it seems like.
Yes, it is.
And I'm way far away. But I'll get further away. But I'm very proud and excited that I think this is going to be a really good bill for our veterans and for more education going towards and more folks learning about the career trades that are very, very much understaffed, and we are very much unrepresented right now. And there are great jobs out there that are going unfilled. So I look forward to more education and more involvement to help our veterans initially get these career opportunities.
Okay, Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, these are good steps in the right direction. We started this in the schools again, our tech schools, and I'm very proud to say that Representative then Dembrough and now Senator Dembrough and I fostered that bill. And it's been a very big success. If you have an opportunity, please go to Salem Kaiser School District and look what we look. You know, it's nice to see the music come to pass.
It's great. Any other comments, discussion, further discussion? All right, seeing no further discussion, I would call for a roll call vote.
Or a motion first. Chair Evans, I move the House Bill 4098 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Escobar moves House Bill 4098 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Now we'll move to roll call vote.
Representative Lewis.
Excused.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Excused.
Representative Post.
Yes, aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
You voted twice.
Vice Chair Escobar.
Aye.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. I'd like to assign Representative Meek if he would like to carry the bill on the floor.
Yes.
And
Chair.
Perhaps talk Representative Escobar into being a part of that as well.
Yeah, for veterans there, boss.
That's so tech schools.
Co-assigned for both of them to give it the right and left punch. All right, we're going to close House work session on House Bill 4098. I'd like to direct our attention to what we're expecting on Thursday. We understand Thursday there's going to be a longer than average time on the floor. We get to all spend some time together. That's going to be fun, which means we're going to have a short committee. However, we will have committee because it's the last day we get a chance to move bills. So my intention is to work the new and advised, or new and revised House Bill 4038, the Omnibus Vets Bill, to work House Bill 4039, to work House Bill 4152. We will have a public hearing and a possible work session on House Bill 4004. I want to emphasize there's now, I think, two or three different amendments that have been submitted on House Bill 4004. The latest word I heard is that there may be a new concept that I'm trying to give them to the last possible moment to reach consensus.
What's that one again?
It's oil trains.
Oh, right, okay.
I do not know if that will happen. My promise to this committee is what I bring to you on this particular issue, because it is contentious, is that it's either consensus or nothing, because I think that there are people that want to move forward on progress. There is a possibility of progress. We also have budgetary concerns. So I believe that negotiations are going on right now, and I want to give them to the last possible moment. Failing that, just so people know that sometimes the left and the right, or the Senate and the House, are working together, Senator Boquist has a bill that he's working on that does some things that most people seem to agree with, but it has a little more of a fiscal than we might. So it's basically two different options.
Has
so
a little lower fiscal?
It has a little more.
Oh, a little more
of a fiscal. So I don't know. It's kind of like one of those math problems. The train leaves Chicago at such and such a time, and a train leaves San Francisco. I don't know if we're going to get there, but I do want to make sure people know that one of the hallmarks of our committee so far has been that we've been able to move forward in legislation with a bipartisan approach. And I think that actually is important, and I want to make sure we can continue to move forward on other issues that same way. So that's what we're trying to do. Okay? So I think we said what we needed to say in terms of what we're carrying over and what we're working. Anybody else have anything to add before we let you get back to your afternoon on a beautiful, sunny, strangely sunny February afternoon?
Crisp. It's beautiful outside.
Nothing? All right. Well, thank you all for your hard work. Before we leave, I want to commend ODVA. I want to commend DOC. I want to commend the counties doing all the stuff on the outreach stuff. Very, very impressed with where we are on a number of issues. And I see Representative Escobar wants to perhaps suspend the rules.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suspend the rules so Representative Lewis can vote on the two particular bills that we've passed out to committee.
Okay. Representative Escobar wants to suspend the rules. Any objection to suspend the rules? Seeing no objection, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4040. Representative Lewis?
Aye. Like on both.
We're going to do one at a time.
Aye on them. Okay.
Nice try.
But I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's all right. So Representative Lewis is aye on House Bill 40. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4040. I'm going to open the work session on House Bill 4098.
All right.
Representative Lewis votes aye on House Bill 4098. We're going to close the work session on House Bill 4098. All right. Does not change the vote on either bill. Any questions, comments? Thank you for joining us. We're about ready to adjourn, so you made it just in time, which is great.
We're done.
Again, I know we need to be flexible as we work toward trying to get past the deadlines for the bills the next couple of days. If you're involved in any of the amendments, especially with the oil train thing, try to keep me or Sione involved. I'm not exactly sure who all is involved in the negotiations, except that I know I'm not. So we want to make sure and try to give as much time as possible. But we do intend on working 4038, 4039, and 4152. Have a wonderful day. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.